break every once in a while. Rabbi Perversky said that once spoke about machine matzahs, so like it got me to look at my old ksavim, and so here goes what the issue of machine matzahs are. So anyway, the story goes in the 1800s, whatever it was, a guy in France came up with a machine. Now, this machine was a crude machine that basically was hand-powered, right? It was a hand-powered machine, and, you know, some people turned it, and, you know, and all the dreidlich, moved, and this is the way it was needed, and it was rolled out. Actually, the first machine, there was never a havamina to have a square matzah. There was never, ever a havamina that anybody should think about eating a square matzah. And in fact, one of the issues of the later matzahs, when they came up, is that, how can you eat a square matzah, right? And I'll be Kabbalah, I'll be this, I'll be that. Klal Yisrael always ate round matzahs. So actually, in the first machines, they had presses that would make the matzahs round, right? And that was actually one of the issues, was that it took too long to put the press down in order to make a round matzah. And then what did you do with the rest of the dough? And therefore, if the rest of the dough was kneaded, so therefore that was either there was a lot of waste and therefore wasn't worth it, or if it was redone, so then was there a problem of chametz there or not? But the first machine was really hand-run, and it was round matzahs. Because again, no havamina about a square matzah was like out of the realm of even possibility. So anyway, so there became a big mavucha among the paiskim during that time. And in fact, if you ever learn Baba Kama, you know, there's the Sefer called Yama Talmud, there was two brothers-in-law, Yisrael Shaul Natanson, Reb Mordechai, his brother-in-law, so they wrote actually in Shulchan Aruch, there's the Magen Geburim, that's between both of them. They're very close to each other, and because of the Mishim Matzah issue, they basically didn't speak to each other for the rest of their lives. So so anyway, because the story goes like this, is that they made this machine, and the machine was in France and in Germany, and then it crept into when it was in France and Germany, there was not such a big issue. But when it came to Wien, and then it came to Krakow, so that's when all everything broke out. And this was a huge amount of tshuvas. The Reish HaMadabrim was with Shlomo Kluger. And Shlomo Kluger, right, he wrote a tshuva, and it was based on, is Rav Mordechai Antigna, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yosef Shaul, he allegedly inspected the machine, and he came out that it was chametz gomer, right? That there was no possibility that these matzahs are good, and therefore that was his report. Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote a big kuntres. The kuntres is, well, it's like probably half the size because this is only printed on one side. But he wrote a sefer like this, that which basically all the tshuvas of the Isrim, and then Rabbi Yosef Shaul wrote a sefer. This is called Maida Lebeis Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Shaul wrote a bittul Maida. He wrote another kuntres, right? So they wrote back and forth. So Shlomo Kluger basically said, right, you know, four things is that why machine matzahs are no good. One was, and that is he says Rishain Shabarishain. He says is that it's gezel aniyim, right? Because who are the kneaders of the matzahs? Is almanas. Almanas said the machines are going to take away all their business, and therefore he makes a whole tushel to Purim. Is a name shel Yisrael is teluyim by of the aniyim are teluyim by. So over here also all the almanas look forward to Pesach that they'll have a jobs, and therefore he says how is that possible? Is that you're going to take away the jobs from the almanas? So actually, Yosef Shaul, you know, in his retort, says that's the best reason of all his reasons, right? So he was like really furious. So anyway, so then he says like this. So he says he gives three reasons halachically why a machine wouldn't be good, and he says first of all, the halacha is that recher shayt of a cut and make matzahs. So then the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch paskens, even if Yisrael's Eimed Al Gabav, we'll get into that in a few minutes, is that if Yisrael's Eimed Al Gabav, it's no good. Is that it has to be Yisrael Gadol that needs the matzah. So therefore, he says, is that so a machine is like a mice of cotton, because the machine is making the matzahs and not the gadol. So therefore, he says, so therefore, it can't be considered good matzahs, because it's not made by a gadol Yisrael. So, and he says is that the gadol Eimer Agabav doesn't really work, because the fact is that even if a cotton does it, so gadol Eimer Agabav doesn't work. So we'll get there. So anyway, this would only be for the first night, right? And then he says, is that number two, he says, there's a problem of chimutz. And he says, and first of all, he says, the machine is that, you know, Chazal tell us, is that as long as you're Isaac in the matzah, so then the halacha is that it doesn't become chametz. So as long as the yadayim are iskimba, so therefore it doesn't become chametz. He says, but that's maybe only asik al yidei adam. But an asik of a machine is mehecha teisa. And he says also the machine is there's a machine presses it down. So when a person needs, he mamash gets the whole dough. He gets his hands into the whole thing, and the whole thing is constantly moving. So that's the way you knead a dough. And in fact, there's halachas of how big the dough can be, because you have to constantly move the whole dough. However, by a machine, basically the dough stays straight, and therefore goes through rollers, and therefore it only pushes the top and the bottom. As it gets thinner and thinner, they have different rollers. If you ever went to a matzah baking machine, so basically they start with a roller like this, then they have a roll like this, and then they finally have a small roller that's the thinness of a matzah. So basically all they do is press down the dough, and then the dough, you know, keeps pushing back. So therefore he says, who says that's considered an asik of matzah? So therefore it could be that, and how do you know how hot the machine gets? So he says that basically, holds that there's a chashash chametz, that's number two. And then he says, is that mehecha teisa, which is, all these things are a little bit odd, but he says is that when a person kneads the dough, so he has a feel, is that there's flour, you know, that the flour and the water are totally mixed together, and it's all flour, and there's no chitim that is left. Right, and therefore, if a person needs a dough, and he sees that there's clumps or whatever it is, he'll throw them out. But he says the machine doesn't know the difference, and therefore he says that you could have clumps over there of chitim or whatever it is, and therefore he says is that it's no good. So that's that was the tshuva of Shlomo Kluger and Bramort Chazeb. So he also says that he went into there and he saw that that it takes too long to make the matzahs round, and then they take the dough and they make more out of it. So he says that's impossibility, is that there should not be chametz, and therefore he asks it. And they got a huge amount of chubas from a lot of gedolim. Now the fascinating thing is that the machines that they're talking about were not electric machines. With electric, there's other issues. This was actually hand-cranked machines that they were talking about, and nonetheless, they held that it was also. The Divrei Chaim, he said that he was from the big ice room, and he says is that I don't have to tell you the reasons. Is that basically, so everybody says is that basically his reason was is that as some cipher is alleged to have said is a chadash is also min atayra, and therefore he says that basically it obviously wasn't a halachic issue, but it was a issue of the reform movement. Is that obviously if in France and Germany this was prevalent, so therefore the reform they went on the bandwagon that this is a great thing, and therefore if the reform said it was good, so therefore the Chassam Sefer and the Divrei Chaim said it was no good, right? And that's basically the way it was. And
what? Who says that's the pshat?
I saw somebody say it over. I have to, I'll look at it later. But somebody says that was the Tom Komus Itai. Is that Chodesh is awesome in Atar. And the Chedush Arim was also against it. There was a huge amount of Gedolim there against the machine. However, Rabbi Yosef Shaul got very, very angry. And he, and it was not like him But basically, he went on a rampage on all the Isrim and basically called his brother-in-law a liar. Is that, you know, that the machine wasn't as bad as he made it out to be, and he doesn't understand how the machine works. And he saw the machine, and they're very careful about what they do, and they're very careful about how everything is done. And he says the machines are. It's interesting because Yosef Shaul says is the machine is run by people. So how can you say that it's not Kereshayt to be cutting because somebody's sitting there and cranking the machine the whole time? So you can't say it's very interesting because even according to Rabbi Yosef Shaul, you don't have any right about electricity because he's talking about a hand crank machine, and he says for sure it's Kayach Gavra and it's a Yisrael. It's not Ayman al Gabab, and he brings actually a riot. So he said, what's wrong with kneading through a machine? He says, you bake through an oven, you don't sit there and blow hot air on the matzah. So he says, use the oven. He says, how do you grind the matzahs? You don't sit there with your fist and bang at them. You use a mill, right? So he says, so what's wrong with using machines? You use machines to grind the flour, grind it into flour. Use an oven to bake it. So he says, what is it about the leisha that bedafka has to be by your hand? He said he doesn't understand. And so basically that's what he says. He says, okay, he says, Rav Shlomo Kluger, the best thing that he said was is that the you have to worry about the poor ladies. So he says, so you can't say anything about that. So, you know, he says you have to take care of the poor ladies anyway. And also he makes chizik of that because since Rav Shlomo Kluger said is that Shem Nesha Einayim Shal Aniyim Tulimba, so he goes through a whole thing is that, you know, how is it, you know, that's by Megillah and that is a Dinah Matanis Levyayim and there's no Shaychus and you know, and he really, it's out of character, but he really got angry and upset, and you see that his tshuva is like really really stark against against the Isra. So anyway, getting Lamaisa though, what are the real issues? So the real issue is like this: is that there's a Reb Chaim Brisker and the Berachas Shmuel in Gittin that talk about what the din of lishma by matzah is. Is the din of lishma by matzah the same halacha that there is by a get, by tefillin and mezuzahs? That there has to be that the chefs of the get or the tefillin or the tzitzis, they have to be done l'shem mitzvah or l'shem the isha, and therefore the get is specifically, it's like a din in the chefsa that the object has to be done l'shem mitzvah, otherwise the object itself is not a good object. If you make tefillin shalol l'shma, so therefore it's not tefillin, right? It is totally puzzle. It can look like tefillin, feels like tefillin, but it mamish puzzle the tefillin. And every part of the tefillin has to be done, whether the ksiva, the painting, the bottom, how everything is made has to be done l'shma in order to make it for kosher tefillin. So is that the din by matzah? Is that to have a kosher matzah that is that you can use l'shem mitzvah on the night of Pesach, so to be yaitzin mitzvah, that you need a matzah that was done l'shem mitzvah, where he says, or is that the matzah is a matzah is a matzah, and that has nothing to do with it. There's a din in the person, is that there's a halacha on meat. It says ushmartem es hamatzais. So there's a din on the gavra, on the person himself, is that he, when he makes matzahs, so he has to be shomer the matzah to make sure it's not chametz. And why is he doing it? He's doing it in order to make sure that there's matzahs that are kosher for the Seder night. And that's a chiyuv on him to do that. But the matzah, basically, it's not, it doesn't make a matzah mitzvah, but because of my kavana, these matzahs end up being kosher for the Seder night, right? So that, and he says, is that Lamaisa, there's nafkaminas and halacha. And it's interesting halacha, there's taka difference. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, obviously it's before the Mishnah Berurah, but I'll just use the Mishnah Berurah as the source, even though it goes before. But I'll just say what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Mishnah Berurah paskins is Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Tzitzis, right? He paskins is that you have to say a dibur lishma. You have to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When you paint your tefillin, you have to say l'shem mitzvah tefillin or kedushas tefillin. You have to say you're doing it. If you don't say it, then the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's puzzle. Even though you were thinking about it, thinking is not enough. You have to say, and if you don't say, it's puzzle. The fact that you thought that it's for tefillin, you thought it's for tzitzis, it's not. It doesn't make any difference. There's a din that you have to say l'shem mitzvah. for the kedusha of tefillin, for the mitzvah of tefillin, or for the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, by matzah, even though lechatchila the Mishnah Berurah says that you do have to say l'shem mitzvahs matzah, but in the Bir Halacha he says in two places is as long stomas l'shma, and therefore as long as I had kavana that for the mitzvah, even though I didn't say l'shem mitzvah, but I knew that I'm making it for matzah's mitzvah, so therefore he says that solamaisa b'dieved is kosher. So therefore, what's the nafkamina between the two? If there's both a din l'shma, so then why should it be a nafkamina? So you see that there's a din by tefillin, that the chefts of tefillin have to be, have the kedusha of tefillin, or the tzitzis have to be l'shem, the mitzvah of tzitzis. But by matzah, it's not necessarily a din the chefts. As long as I thought that I was makayim my din of being a shmarta mesamatzais, so therefore that's good enough. In fact, there's, interestingly enough, there's a, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if I can find it. Right, the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Tafnun Gimel says like this. He says, "Einan miyatzi dechavasai al b'matzah sheshamar Yisrael mechimus l'shem haPesach," because it says "shemartem esamatzais." So what does that mean? She yishmerena Yisrael l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Is that you have to be shaber the dough to make sure that it's l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And then he says, v'yei shaberim, and some say that it's not enough to say l'shem mitzvahs matzah. He says, l'shem mitzvahs be'erev teichlu matzahs. The imamish have to have the asay in mind that I'm making this in order to be mekayim the asay be'erev teichlu matzahs. He says, v'yei shaberim, and some say, l'shem mitzvahs zayin yamim teichlu matzahs. It says, shivas yam teichlu. That's what the Gemara says. It says one place Shivas Yamim, one place says Sheshes Yamim. But he says, as long as I have in mind, this is for the 7 days of Pesach, right? The Hainu, that the Shomer, L'shem Matzah, of Zayin Yemei Pesach, he says Yaitza, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch says V'chein Iker. He says, this sheet is the ikar. This is what the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. That the ikar sheet is that as long as I have kavana, is for the 7 days, so therefore that's good enough. Now it's interesting, the Chazai Nish has a whole clear. How about if I had there's a prima godim, it's like a little bit long in detail, but nonetheless, is that if I had, it seems from the Paiskim, that I have in mind this is for the rest of Pesach, then it won't be necessarily good. There's, I'm making matzahs. So I, you know, if I personally make matzahs, so I made a pile of matzahs, this is what I need for the Seder. And then I make another pile of matzahs for the rest of Pesach. So that, even according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, wouldn't be kosher. Because he says, Zayin Mei Pesach, you need all 7 days. That means you have to include Lechara the Seder. So therefore, if you include the whole, and there's, even though you didn't have exclusively in mind L'shem mitzvahs of the night of Pesach, but I'm using this for the whole Pesach, so the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that the V'chein Iker, that's the Iker Deya, that is kosher. But if I have in mind, this is for the rest of Pesach, so from the Paiskim is Mashma, is that that's taka no good. That it has to be at least included that I'm going to use it for the night of Pesach also. But not exclusively with Shem Mitzvah Matzah. So if the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that he brings two shitas, but the Iker Deya he holds that it's good enough for the whole Pesach. So therefore, it comes out that there's taka nafkamina. So it's not mamish like tzitzis, and it's not mamish like tefillin. There's a separate halacha, is that it's a din of shimur, is that I have to watch it, right, l'shem Pesach. And in fact, that's really from the Gemara's mashia, the way the Gemara says that if I watch it for chalas taida, right, and I do it in order to sell it, and therefore we say that in my mind, I had a mind that, well, if I don't sell, what am I going to do with it? So therefore, we say that Mestama, he meant to, that he's going to use it for Pesach. So then it's kosher. If he did it for his own chalas taida, then it's no good, because I meant it for myself. And therefore, if I didn't use it, so I only had a mind for chalas taida. But if I'm selling chalas taida, right, and therefore, and I know that I might have leftovers, and so therefore, we say over there that it's kosher to use it for Pesach. So therefore, you see that over here, there's a din of stam lishma by tzitzis and tefillin. There's no din of stam lishma. So therefore, it comes out that the din of a l'shem mitzvahs matzah is really not a pashuta thing. That it's not exactly like tzitzis and tefillin. So based on that, so therefore, now the question is what to do with the machine. So therefore, so now this is a big issue among the achrayim, whether pressing a button, right, and the electricity doing the rest, where that's like the pasha is like bidka demaya, is that if like a water mill, if the water mill is closed and I just pull up the thing and now the water rushes and therefore now the mill runs, so that is that considered my maisa or not? That, you know, it's kayak rishon, kayak sheni, right? So lemaisa by tzitzis and tefillin, there's many more machmirim. In fact, the whole issue of machines, well, there's tshuvas that not only were written about machine matzahs, that was the most popular machlokes, but this was negeya tzitzis also, is that making tzitzis on machines is instead of doing it shizirus yad, to do it with a machine, right? So once they had all these machines, that so the tzitzis could be made by that too. So then the question was whether that's kosher, whether that's considered l'shem mitzvah tzitzis or not, because it's not kayach gavra. So over there are many more machmirim, because over there there's mamash adin that the person has to be oisegin the whole time. It has to be l'shem mitzvah, and therefore if the machine is doing it, so therefore mehechatesa that's not I'm not making the tzitzis. So how can you say that I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah? And who says that just one button or one pulling up of a board that's going to let the water run? Who says that's considered enough? That it's
bit might as much work. Bit might as probably just being your take away a mania of the water, but here you're so, come and say make electricity be hot.
So some say that. Some say that. So but it really depends what the question is how do you understand electricity? In other words, if you have a switch, right, is electricity going up to the switch? And therefore, the switch is us letting the electricity further. So then it is like Bitkamaya. If you really know electricity, Amshad is, unless you complete the circuit, there's really nothing there besides a copper wire. So what all the Paiskim wrote about this, so it depends how they understood electricity. You have to even understand is that there are Paiskim in the beginning, there are the Madar Rav, the Levushim Mordechai. He basically writes that he doesn't see anything wrong with electricity because it's obviously not fire, because whoever heard that something should burn, right, and Avasnei Nenuko. Right? So he says, so it can't be fire, so it must be it's okay. Right, if you look at the earlier tshuvas, they really didn't understand what electricity was all about. Right, so it wasn't pashut. You see from Shlomo Zalman, the later ones, the recent ones, you can see that there was a farnam of what electricity was. But that's what the issue is that if you look at some tshuvas, they understand that the electricity goes up to here, and the switch just lets it go further. Right, and if that's the case, it's like Bidka Demaya. If you understand that pshat is that until you complete the circuit, right, that mamish it's copper wire and the electrons aren't moving, so then it could be that you're right.
What's the fact? What is
that? That is what the fact is. All it is electrons on the copper wire that the generator, right? But it can't do anything unless there's a complete circuit. So that you'll get the shock because you complete the circuit. So therefore, but there's really nothing there besides a copper wire until there's a completed circuit. But anyway, but which is really why they hold that electricity is considered kayach gavra, the ones who hold that it is. But the question is, by machine matzahs, who says you bedafka need kayach gavra? There's, according to the pshat, that there's no, it's not like tzitzis, it's just a din, a my din of shimur, so therefore if I make sure that the machine is working, so therefore it could be that that's good enough for l'shem mitzvahs matzah, because I'm making sure I'm the person. that's doing it. Now, like this, is that, so like this, there's really, it comes out that concerning this din of if a goy makes matzah, right? So there's really three shitas among the Rishayim. Is that first is the Rav Haigon. The Rav Haigon says as follows. He says that, one second, Rav Haigon, right, the Ritvah Haigon says that Yisrael Eimad al Gabav is kosher. Because, and the reason why Rav Haigon says that, because Hitaka says, is that the din of Shimur is not a din in Asiyah. That he holds is that as long as I'm watching and I'm making sure that it's not chametz, that's all that you need. So therefore, it isn't like a din that, like we were just saying before, I think Rav Haigon is like, you know, I'm not sure if Rav Chaim brings it or not, but that's what he's saying, is that you don't need a sea lishma, you just need shimur lishma. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference who's doing it. As long as I'm making sure that it's all, that when it's being made, that it's l'shem mitzvah, and it's good, so therefore that's good enough. So if there's no, if Yisrael's Eimar Agabav is kosher by, but when a goy does it, so there's no reason why a machine can't also be l'shma, according to Rav Haigon. Right, the Rosh Hashita, according to the Magen Avraham, is that the Yisrael's Eimar Agabav works, but it only works if Yisrael Mazhirai, that it should be l'shma. You tell the guy, this is for matzah, other thing, and he has to repeat it. Yeah, this is for the Jews, they're going to eat matzah on the Seder night, right? And you have to be constantly mazer him, and therefore, according to the Rosh, that's kosher. So now, that is not so pashut, is that a machine would be okay. Because at least the guy, okay, whether the guy knows my, but that's what the Rosh says. As long as you're oimed a mazhirai, right, and you tell him, so that it's okay. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's much bigger a problem, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Yisrael Amal Gavav is no good, is that Yisrael has to make it himself. So therefore, according to that, the machine would be a problem. So therefore, like this. So Lamaisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we should be paskin like, so how do we deal with the din of machines? So you said, so like this, is that, so they bring a raya from. One second, by the.
What's the issue? What's the joy not allowed to do?
You're talking about, mostly you're talking about the Lisha. So like this, so the Chassam Sefer, right, talks about this, and he says, is that we're not nizer on the Ktsira, right? So the Ktsira also, and there's according to you hold it, if according to those that hold it, you need Shmir Mishas Ktsira, according to those Rishayim, so who's nizer on that, that a guy, you know, that a guy is not cutting it? Jews don't, you know, how to run these big combines, right? So therefore, so they stand there. So what's the issue? So like this. So the
rolling out of the matzah is also included in the Lisha?
Wait a minute, yeah.
I worked at a matzah bakery and they had non-Jewish women on the table rolling out the matzah.
No, they did not. Well, you were, yeah, you say the mitzvah. I mean, according to the Rosh, you were. If you told them to say, shame is this matzah, right? So, but that's been a big issue, is that all the Russian ladies, to make sure that they're Jewish, right? The same problem, you have gypsies collecting money on, putting on yarmulkes and collecting money on Purim. I don't know if you had it up here, but we had down there. Yeah, so yeah, there was a big issue years ago, is to make sure that the workers were Jewish, because it's a big problem. According to Shulchan Aruch, you weren't Yaitzeh in the midst of Yaitos. According to the Rosh, it was possible that Yaitzeh. But the Shulchan Aruch, usually you go like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Rosh and Rav Haigon. Right, you know, I guess they'll come to whoever's aid, you know, in Bezen Shomayla. But you let it go by. You were at Micah. So like this. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the question is like this, that it could be that a machine is better than a guy. There's a guy who has his own das, and he's doing his own thing, right? So that's not good, because the guy is doing his thing. He has a das lehefech, but the machine just does exactly what you tell the machine to do. That's what the machine does, what you created the machine to do. So that's what the machine does. So therefore, that's the svara that they say, you know, is okay. Now, The Michas Chinuch says is that what's the difference between Katsira and Lisha? So he says like this. He says the din of Katsira, right? What is the Shmira? The Shmira is only, it's not a mitzvah to cut. It's from the time that it's detached from the ground, you have to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. So he says, so that is, that's easy. But the question is as follows. Is by Lisha, so he says, so the Mechus Chinuch says like this, is that by Lisha you need Kavana, because, and there's, you have to do it, the guy can't do it, because he says, is that by Taharis we say, Ein Adam Yachal Lishmar Masha B'Yad Chaveirai, is that you can't watch what somebody else has. So therefore, since you can't watch what's in somebody else's hand, and that's a din by Taharis, so therefore he says, so that's the difference between Ktsira and Lisha. Because by Lisha over here, it's mamish becoming chametz, right? And so therefore I have to be shomer. Over there, you have to make sure it doesn't rain. That's all you have to do by the Ktsira. So there's a big difference between Ktsira and Lisha, because over here, mamish already putting the water in. And so if the halacha is ain't on shomer, mamish b'yad chavei, right? So therefore it's no good. But if you say that reason, then you have a serious problem with machine matzahs. Is because if you can only be shomer by taharis what you're holding, and if it's out of your control, so therefore it's no good, so therefore it's a problem with machine matzahs, because there's no din of shimur if it's not in my hands. And that's, which is the din by taharis. The din by taharis is that it has to be a mamish biyadi, it has to be totally in my control. So some achrayim say, according to the Mechus Chinuch, there's others that say this din of Ein Shomer Chaveiro. So machine matzahs should not really be good, for the Seder night, because it has to have a shimur l'shem. If you say Ein Adam Shomer Mav Shiat Chaveiro, so then there was no shmira. However, the Hagos Chasam Sefer basically says is like this. He says that the difference by the wheat is by the cutting, is when you cut it, so basically it's just lying there. So therefore you just have to make sure it doesn't rain or the water doesn't come on it. He says over here, when the goy has it, right, he can hide it from you. And there's, you can't 100% say that you're watching the guy, right? The guy, there's Ein Adam Shomer Yad Chaveiro, it just means is that if it's under somebody else's control, so therefore you can't watch what's in somebody else's control. So therefore, because the guy is controlling the dough, so therefore there's no guarantee. But he says, but over here, if you have that's by the Elisha. However, by the Ktsira, he says it's not a problem. So he says, so therefore the Achrayim say that according to the Chasam Sefer, a machine's okay. Because the machine, you have total control. You watch everywhere, you look everywhere, however the machine is made. You can turn off the machine, you can turn on the machine, you can turn the machine, whatever it is, you're in total control of the machine. So therefore they say, therefore the matzah should be kosher. Now, lemaisa again, bisman hazeh, there's not like, all the old issues of there is issues of cleaning. I mean, until recently, there was always issues, whether it's manashevis matzah or this matzah, they didn't clean it, they did clean it, right? And people try to be makbid on 18-minute matzahs, and 18-minute matzahs means it's the first 18 minutes of every day. So therefore, because the way they clean the machines in between every 18 minutes is not the same way that they clean it at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, they take apart the machines as much as possible, and they totally clean the whole facility. So therefore, so when you buy 18-minute matzahs, that's what it means. All matzahs are made in 18 minutes. So therefore, but the 18-minute matzahs is the first 18 minutes of the day. So people try to be makbid on that. There's an inyan just to make sure that the machines, that there were no crumbs here and crumbs there. So therefore, people try to be makbid on that. But it's achshadar. And most of the hashkachas are very careful with the machine matzahs, and it seems that we're not so appalled by square matzahs anymore. So that doesn't seem to be an issue, very much anymore. So even though, again, there are people that say you have to use round matzahs. So they don't deal with that machine matzahs. They don't do that anymore. So if you're not makbid on that, and again, according to many paiskim, this is considered that it's your kayach. So therefore, it is lishma. Lamais, it seems that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said from the Chazainish, I think it's in the Arches Rabbeinu, the Chazainish told them that you should not use machine masses for the Seder. That was the Chazainish's opinion, is that you shouldn't use it for the Seder, because over there you mamish need lishma. And at least, actually, if you look in the Chazainish, he's really... It's not pashut that that's exact from the Chazainish. You wouldn't know that he holds that it's possible or that it's no good, because he goes through all the shitas of Haigon and this. So, but I guess it's not 100% clear. But Lamaisa, he didn't use machine matzahs for the Seder night. But again, there are people that hold is that it's preferable to use machine matzahs, because they hold that hem matzahs are chamas gomer, because. Yeah, everybody's extreme. There's no such thing by matzahs as not being extreme. So therefore he says, and again, it's more achshar dori today, because in the old days, you remember, the ladies used to try to hide the vulgar holson, underneath the table, because they had a favorite one that they liked, right? And so it was like a game of cat and mouse, right? Of trying to make sure that this was, this yidna didn't do this, and this yidna didn't do that. So it was a big issue. Bizman hazeh, we assume at least is that the matzahs that we get are kasher lePesach, whether the machine or hand. But again, there is an inyan that even those who eat machine matzahs over the use hand matzahs for the Seder. Because again, there are shitas that hold, or at least some that hold that the machine is not considered necessarily lishma. And so therefore, the Chazainish seems to hold that way. But but that's not an issue anymore. You give a donation from Mois Chitim. I guess that could be an issue, but it's not, if you think that's an issue, then it's fine, right? But obviously there are plenty of people that held that was not halachic issue, to at least Bisman Azeh doesn't seem to be, a big issue, because it seems that the matzah bakeries are working from Hanukkah on, even though there are plenty of machine matzahs. So it doesn't seem that anybody's hurting or anybody's saying that we're not selling enough matzahs. At least I don't think so, unless the stores here think that. But the manufacturers seem to be doing okay. So I don't even think that is a problem, according to Rav Shlomo Kluger. You have the other things that Rav Shlomo Kluger says, whether it's considered lishma, whether it's the chimos. But again, most of the stuff that Rav Shlomo Kluger is talking about are not so nogeya, right? If in fact you have a good ashkacha and you make sure that the machines are taken apart. They used to be Rav Yonason Steif. He made machine matzahs here in America. I remember going to that bakery. It's a fascinating thing, is that what they did is that the lisha they did by hand. Right, the lisha, the ikar lisha, somebody mixed it by hand, so the lisha was lishma, right, and was done with your hand. Then they took the dough, when it wasn't completely, in other words, he just made sure that it was all mixed in, then they threw it onto a big blob or thing, and then they they kneaded it with a partial machine. They used to roll it back and forth, right? And then they took the dough and they put it on the conveyor belt, And then on the conveyor belt, it went down and, you know, got baked, you know, went straight into the oven, got cut up and into the boxes. But the lisha, he did it with his hand, right? I mean, not he, but the people did the lisha, because that's part of what the issue is. Obviously, everything else, there's no avoda that has to be done lishma, because again, baking is done by an oven, and the fact that you make it thinner, also there's no din of lishma on that necessarily. But b'zman hazeh, you know, everything from the beginning to the end is done through the machines. So therefore, again, if you would have some of the issues that whether that's considered the fact that you press the button, whether that's considered your mice or not, so that would still be nageya. But again, you know, I think most paiskim today do not have a big issue with mishima. I don't think that, you know, there's too many paiskim. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think in America you have too many paiskim. Maybe some Hasidic paiskim, they'll tell you not to use mishima because it's already acceptable. Is that that we consider the pressing of the button to be a maisa yad that allows electricity, you know, that pushes electricity through, and therefore that's considered lishma. Thank you.